The fact that we can use the term glass ceiling, and everyone knows what that means, should indicate that such a thing still exists. There are still some jobs that women don't get, largely because other people feel they are not fully qualified for them. So it should surprise no one that women gather for things like the WINGS seminars to push each other to greater heights. Women with WINGS comes to Southern Oregon University in about a month. We have a chance here to talk about the subject matter of such conferences and about the ongoing need for them. We have three guests. Di Strawn is the conference facilitator. She is the founder and owner of Positive Futures Consulting and a founding member of Jefferson Economic Development Institute, or JEDI. She's in the studio. Hi, Di.
Hi.
And on the phone, we have Nancy Swift. She is going to be attending the conference. She's the founding executive director of JEDI, which, again, is Jefferson Economic Development Institute. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning.
And we have also with us in the studio as well a communications officer from La Clinica based in the Rogue Valley, which actually now owns the WINGS seminars since sometime last year. Julie Wirth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's start with you, Di. Talk about the birth of WINGS and Sherry Frank and all that.
Well, the birth of WINGS, I'm going to hand back to Julie because Julie's the owner and that's the whole program. And I'm going to specifically talk. Well, I've gone through many of the programs myself starting 20 years ago. And do you have anything to add about the birth of WINGS, Julie?
Sure. WINGS it's a program that has been in the region since the 1980s and offers personal and professional development seminars of all sorts. So the women's seminar is just one of a wide variety of seminars.
So it's not all women's seminars.
That's right.
WINGS is a bunch of different things.
Right. Women with WINGS, though, that's where we're at now.
Mm-hmm. So Di, for you, did you think at some point in your life it would no longer be necessary to hold seminars urging women to take their places as leaders?
Never thought of that. I actually evolved a little bit different than a lot of women. I was very comfortable leading men and growing up in an outdoor adventure, a river guide, consulting for men in business. And I had one of my board members once came up to me on the street in the little town of Dunsmuir and said, "Hey, I know why you act the way you do." And I said, "Oh, really?" I couldn't wait to hear the answer. And he goes, "Yeah, you're trying to make it in a man's world." And I burst out laughing at the moment. I wish I'd been more enlightened and invited him to coffee to just explore that a little bit further. But at the time, it struck me like, oh, you know, I think women have to deal with this all the time. And yet it just, for me, it didn't bother me. So, but over time I went, you know, I would really like to help other women deal with some of these challenges that really do hold them back. So the question, did I think I would ever, I don't think I started even thinking about helping women or that women needed help until I got much older.
So the challenges you just mentioned, the things still holding women back, what are the big ones?
Well, I'd say the largest one is the individual herself.
Really?
Yeah, the how you think about yourself has a lot to do with what's possible for you. How you limit yourself by thinking what you can or cannot do. Your confidence comes from within. It doesn't come from – nobody gives you confidence. You can manufacture confidence. And that's one of the things that's going to be covered in the seminar. It's like, how can we create confidence for ourselves?
So it has to come from, it's not just what other people hold in you for esteem, it's the esteem that you bring yourself.
Yeah, and I'm just really quick, just because almost everybody listening right now is not going to be able to make it to the seminar. But anybody listening, man or woman, you can create confidence for yourself in a few steps. Like, you need to know something and feel good about at least one thing. And you don't need to know a lot. You just need to know something. You need to know how to do something or you need to know about something. This is one of the keys that I found working with hundreds of people. Talking nicely to yourself builds confidence. Being hard on yourself and being judgmental in the effort to try to make yourself be better, that erodes confidence. So talking nicely, knowing something, one of the biggest things, and I found this with women, is being okay with what you don't know. If you don't know something, it's okay. That actually builds confidence to let go of what you don't know and be open to learning.
So admit the limitations, but then also work to overcome them.
Yeah, and have it not judging that you don't know, but just, hey, I don't know this. Like, I don't know what you're going to ask me next. It's okay. You know, that gives me confidence just saying that. The other thing about confidence is if you out-focus, if you focus on other people, and this is something I learned in Wings 15 years ago, because they're really about personal effectiveness, how you can be effective in your life. And it is focusing on other people, not focusing on yourself. Like, I'm focused on you right now and how nicely you're looking at me and how comfortable you are. It's like, rather than thinking inside my head, oh my gosh, what am I going to say next? So these are just little, all you could call them tricks, techniques, awarenesses, that if you have these, you can manufacture your own confidence. And that's on the pathway to being a great leader.
Di Strachan is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the conference facilitator of the Women with Wings seminar coming to Southern Oregon University October 19th through 22nd. She is the founder and owner of Positive Futures Consulting, a founding member of Jefferson Economic Development Institute. Nancy Swift is the founding executive director of JEDI. She's on the phone with us. And Julie Wirth from La Clinica, which now owns the Wings seminars, in the studio. Join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760. Your thoughts on how people get to do things better in life, the kinds of things that motivate people to become more than they are. 800-838-3760 or email jx@jeffnet.org. Nancy, I want to bring you in here. You're actually attending this seminar, not one of the presenters, I understand.
I am. I was going to say that I'm a Wings graduate, but I don't think I ever graduate from the process of wanting to be a better person and a better leader. So, you know, I've been in my current job for about 18 years, and I run a nonprofit here in Siskiyou County and the northern part of California. And I'm taxed every day to be the best leader that I can be. So I look forward to the workshop to reflect and refuel. And because leadership is so personal, as Di just described, for me to put myself in a place where other people are going to facilitate a conversation and a discussion about the kinds of decisions from a perspective that I might share every day, I'm so looking forward to that. I just need to be I need to get refueled.
So Jefferson Economic Development Institute, which is just really fun to say JEDI. What is JEDI, and does Lucasfilm allow you to call it that?
I know, we have always wondered when Lucasfilm would show up. But we do take some of the mythology with us. We do feel that we are women warriors, and warriors of men and women. We are a nonprofit that's been in the region for over 20 years, assisting people to start and grow businesses. And about 4 years ago, we became one of the SBA, Small Business Administration's Women's Business Centers. There are about 100 across the country. So we have an additional opportunity to focus on the needs of women in business. And many people find their way to business in our region, running their own business, either for survival reasons and or because that's their natural tendency. And what we've noticed, and I've worked with Di for most of this time, both we work together, and then I have also benefited a lot from her perspective, but we've been helping women step into their confidence and align their skills and their perspectives with the dreams that they have, and also helping them be around and talk to and be in situations with other women who have to make some of the same decisions. So sometimes mentoring women in leadership looks a little bit different than we think. It's not always about a skill, but it's actually about a perspective. So to have a conversation with somebody like, how do I juggle my whole life and how do I get to go towards my dreams and hold all these things that I have responsibility for in my life? Those kinds of conversations, when we can have people, when women can be exposed and mentored by other women who are making those same decisions, it's one of the conversations we have in leadership training.
Di Strachan, it sounds like this is good old-fashioned support group stuff. You meet other people who are doing the same thing you're doing or something very similar to what you're doing and realize, oh, I'm not alone.
That's true. That's certainly one of the benefits of this is and why this seminar is filling up so fast. I just wanted to add to Nancy's, like, in her realm, it's about money. It's about how can a woman in business you know, fulfill her dream and make money from it. That's one of the big challenges, huh, Nance? And that's why I brought up confidence, you know, just like the tenacity to be able to keep following through. So,
well, and to dream big enough, because that's another thing that we often see with women, confidence, but they don't have, you know, you have to step into one thing and then you see how much bigger it can be. So.
And one thing that's happening that we are going to do at the seminar, because we know that's part of the recipe to be a strong leader, whether you're in business or nonprofit or in your family, is to have a vision of a positive future, a positive state. You know, what is your vision? Can you hold on to that when everything else hits the fan? Can you still hold the vision, work through the details, focus on the positive, and deal with the negative things that happen?
So keep the vision of the dream
intact. Yeah, so in the seminar, people are going to vision themselves as a leader. What does that look like? After they have learned some more about the pathway to leadership.
And Nancy, specific to you, I noticed that the kinds of things that you want people to envision through your work at JEDI, Jefferson Economic Development Institute, you work with micro entrepreneurs. How do those differ from regular entrepreneurs, macro, I guess?
Well, there are some. They differ a lot. It's still a very personal exercise. So micro technically is a company with 10 or fewer employees, often solo entrepreneurs, often women, as I described earlier, driven to business out of need. So, and it's still true that we still see in our country, you started with glass ceilings, you know, less than 10% of the CEOs in this nation are women, and they're getting even less of the investment capital for their businesses. So when we look at how do you support people starting small businesses, you really have to look at the dynamic of their life and the vision that they have for their business and what role it's going to play in their life. And so the type of training, we've excelled in assisting people in ways that are very dynamic, very hands-on, very practical, learning from their own experience and learning from others. And you still have to learn gain confidence in about how you're going to manage employees. How is your business model going to endure over time? What is it that you actually need support in? Do you need to Are you seeking financing and investment capital? Are you seeking just the right employee? Are you looking for more customers? You know, obviously in the northern part of California, our population base is so disparate. So where are your customers coming from? All those kinds of skills, it becomes much more, and you're the person, if you're the business owner, you're the person managing all those departments. You don't have an HR department. You don't have your COO. So you have to be good at all those things. So we're supporting, our work at JEDI is to support the business to manage that and to get the resources that they need.
JEDI, again, is the Jefferson Economic Development Institute. Nancy Swift is the founding executive director. Di Strachan is a founding member of JEDI and will be the facilitator for the Women with Wings Conference at Southern Oregon University next month. Julie Wirth is from La Clinica, which now owns Women with Wings, or the Wings Seminars generally. You can join us on the exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Lots of stories that can be shared here. We hope you share yours with us, 800-838-3760. jx@jeffnet.org. You were talking, Di, about people holding on to their vision even when stuff hits the fan. And I wonder how big a component this is in what goes on at seminars like the one next month. The sense of having confidence, you know, that confidence comes from within. You've got that step achieved, but then how not to get discouraged when things continue to beat upon you and you feel like the world isn't changing fast enough.
Well, just to speak directly to that, the biggest step that most of us miss is just having empathy for yourself. People are so hard on themselves. I would say everybody is so hard on themselves. So something happens and they, you know, are judging themselves like, I did something wrong, you know. And so I think resiliency is a great word here. It's like, how fast can you recover from something that has happened to you or your business or your organization or the state at whatever level that you're working on. And the quickest pathway to that is giving yourself empathy, and it's, you know, accepting what happened and deciding then what to do about it. And not I'm not talking about pity. I'm saying, whoa, that was hard, you know, rather than saying, oh, that wasn't that hard. You know, and this the false sense of I can do anything, and that happens, and then people miss that really important step. So you lose that opportunity to, when you have that resiliency and self-empathy as a leader and as a collaborator, you end up much more compassionate and open to other people's ideas and what's possible that maybe you didn't think of. It's all through yourself. It goes through yourself, you know, just holding the space for yourself. I have to say, I was around the campfire the other morning having a cup of coffee with my girlfriend because they live in Mount Shasta, so everybody's around the campfire, right, every morning. And I told her I was going to be on the show, and she talked about you as a leader.
Uh-oh.
And how she listens to you every morning, and that we were talking, to really be a strong leader is to be okay about being vulnerable. And as I talked about getting confidence, you know, not knowing something. And she goes, that's what you're like. That's what the talk show host is like. He's not afraid to say what he doesn't know, and he's vulnerable, and I really like listening to him. And then that spun around to, yeah, you know, sometimes our managers are assigned, but we choose our leaders by how they inspire us, how we can connect to them, how they help us feel who we are more. And I thought it was great because it's like she's talking about you as a leader for her. Just giving the news and doing a show like this.
Wow.
So I thought that was a perfect example of the pathway to leadership.
Being open to new things, to asking questions. Like, tell me what I don't know.
And not having that ego, feeling like you need to know. So I have Sherry Frank and I co-designed this together. She's the director of Wings. And we put together this pathway. You know, we're so excited about putting on this seminar. It's the first time we've ever done this, though we've both been leading for too many years. But we put this pathway together, and I thought it would be really interesting to share. Is there enough time to do that?
There is, but before we get to that, since we're down to like our last 5 minutes, I want to explain what the rock is. You brought a rock on the table. This is the good thing about good concerted effort. And there's a picture of this rock with Julie and Di on our Facebook page.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I use my pet rock to what we have in front of us is a lava rock, and it's a mortar and a pestle, so it has a, you know, big hole on one side and it's flat on the other side. And I bring this in when I'm training in communication skills, and I show only one half to the group, and I have half of the group of, last time it was 50 people, 24 people described it as flat and porous. And the other 50 people described it as, oh, no, this has a big hole in it. You know, so from the perspective of where that person was standing, they were positive. They were seeing the rock the right way. And the other side of the room said, no, this is right. And it's and people have actually asked me to bring this pet rock in because it helps them understand that as a leader and just as a person you wanting to learn, to be able to hold the space for somebody's perspective is going to be so different than yours, but it's not right or wrong. And to get to understand what they're seeing and why they're seeing it the way they are opens up a whole field of possibilities of how we work together. So this is my pet rock. I'm doing another workshop the next couple of days, and I had one of the employees say, is she going to bring her pet rock? And it's like, really? He wants me to bring it even though he already knows?
The rock has become famous, yeah.
So it just reminds people, and people right now could be looking something, whatever you're doing, you can look and see there's something that you're looking at one way, but if somebody was on the other side, they'd be seeing it another way. So it's a physical manifestation of how we think we know what's right, and the other person has a completely different perspective.
And they do for reasons sometimes. Things look very different from their side. I want to bring Julie Wirth in here for just a moment here because La Clinica, it's a more of a medical kind of facility, but now owns the Wing Seminars as of last year. What led to that decision to buy it?
You know, the vision around us owning wings really has to do with the concept of wellness. And we've been working on wellness for our patients for a while now. The idea that we don't want people just to come to the doctor if they have a chronic illness over and over again and get their medicine. We want them to be able to live a healthier life. And so you can see that some of the concepts that Di has described fit really closely with that. Our idea, what our hope is eventually, is that we can make this education available to our patients so that they can begin to look at kind of their interaction with the rest of the world and how they might change some of what they do to help themselves get better.
All right. Di, about a minute here to describe what's a successful outcome for a woman attending Women with Wings?
She's going to feel a lot braver. She's going to feel more in love with herself than when she walked into the room and appreciative of all the skills and wisdom that she already has. And she will have some hardcore leadership skills, how to run meetings that people like, how to do planning that maximizes buy-in. So hardcore skills. She will be more aware of her impact as a leader on other people and know how to ask for feedback and give feedback in a way that people want to listen to. And I could go on and on. but she's got to have fun.
All right. And this is the Women with Wings seminars at Southern Oregon University, October 19th through 22nd. Di Strachan is the conference facilitator. Again, she is the founder and owner of Positive Futures Consulting and a founding member of JEDI, Jefferson Economic Development Institute. Nancy Swift is the founding executive director of JEDI. Thank you, Nancy, for joining us.
Thank you, Nance.
And Julie Wirth is the communications officer from La Clinica, which now owns the Wings Seminars. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.